everybody, and welcome to episode 81 of the Metal and Magic podcast. We made it through another tropical storm, and no one got hurt in my house or anywhere near here, as far as I've been told. We hope you are all out there surviving the apocalyptic hellscape that is our world and the year 2020. We hope you're all staying safe and staying strong. So let's jump right in to this week's episode of the Metal and Magic podcast, episode 81, Dragon Danger.
Most of us have survived the virus, but Chip's not here.
He died?
I didn't say that.
You said survived.
I'm just saying he's not here. And of course, as soon as I hit record, Illy found a closed door she didn't like. So 2.5 months ago, where last we left you fuckers, you had just defeated the Mind Flayer and had taken a long rest in your own room in the Silver Stronghold of Cogpeak. You awake from a restful night after a long and almost deadly fight. You feel more rested than you felt in a long time. It's been months since the Tournament of Champions in Glim. Months since the original party was chosen by the Divine Gifts. You all wake up in your rooms throughout the Silver Stronghold, the King's Home in Cogpeak. You've all leveled up. So cumulatively, you're all level 12. Some of you are multiclassed, but you know, it's whatever. So we're going to go around the table and tell me what you've done. Aaron.
I took an ability score improvement.
What did you put it in?
Wisdom.
Both points?
Both points? Yes.
Michael!
I took Spell Sniper.
So,
do I get 2 feats?
No.
Damn it.
So that gives you a new cantrip and like a distance?
Yeah. I took Eldritch Blast and I ignore 3/4 cover, half cover, and I wrote the other thing down. What was the other thing? Oh, my range is doubled.
Okay. Do you want to tell the audience what you took, or do you want to wait as far as cantrips?
I think I said Eldritch Blast.
Did he just say
it?
Yeah. Well, I wasn't listening because there's a fucking cat making noise.
But I'll let the audience wait to hear.
If they didn't hear.
Delete it from your memories.
James, what did you pick?
I went with Tavern Brawler.
No.
I really want you to, though.
No, I didn't.
Muscle Wizard.
So what did you do?
I increased an ability score.
Intelligence?
Strength.
I can't increase my intelligence.
I told you guys I don't give a shit if you go above 20.
Too smart.
Like, fuck that rule. That's dumb rule. I've said this multiple
but
times.
Probably max at 30, I would assume.
I mean, if anyone gets there, I'll let you know when you're maxed.
Okay.
So do you want to respec?
Max at 42.
I increase my intelligence.
Okay.
Fire. To 26.
Is that what do you have right now?
24?
Yeah, go ahead, fuck it, I don't care.
Well, technically it's 21, but I've got, I think 2 items that increase my intelligence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead, I don't care.
So,
Grady.
I took a level in Warlock. So now I'm level 9 Warlock, level 3 Fighter. Don't know why I did it, but I did. And I got nothing but... Oh, I got 5th level spell slot. Spell slot. And I took Banishment?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that spell.
Alright. And Megan, what did Morana do?
I took the mobile feat. So now my speed is 40.
Damn.
Okay.
Are you going to multi-class into monk?
Yeah. Paladin monk multi-class. Do it.
60 movement speed.
Fuck.
Or barbarian.
Then she'd be as fast as me when I'm on Nisha.
All right. Well.
She has a Tweety Bird while she's doing it, then.
Well, if I'm not on Nisha, my movement speed is 10, so...
So you should get mobile and monk.
Then you'd have a 20-foot movement speed. Or give Nisha mobile.
120.
So, one by one, you guys leave your rooms and are greeted in the hallway by Felvin. He asks you to follow him and come speak with the king. You all gather, and he's about to open the doors to the throne room. And when he does, you see that King Zook is standing, like, almost right on the other side of the door, kind of pacing back and forth. He looks at you and he goes, "Thank you so much for doing whatever you did to break free the minds of my citizens. Tell me, what was controlling them?"
"Mind flayer. In a cave."
"We open a portal to hell and shove them in with a tidal wave."
"No big deal."
He's just kind of standing there, blinking.
There was also a room that had a bunch of, like, wave. Organs and hands and stuff.
Also magic plants.
Pull out my orange hand with, like, black fingernails, like this one. They seem magical. Put it back in my bag.
He kind of just looks at you all blinking for a second, and he goes, "That is a fantastical story. Tell me, champions of Glim, is King Mora still looking for allies?"
"Yep."
"Yep."
"It has been many years since I've spoken with
How
him."
"How do you know you're new?"
"Well, I mean,
I've heard."
"I've been with him for a while. You guys have filled him in?"
"Yeah."
"Off camera?"
"I joined with the freaking dwarves. I know about them becoming, well, we're trying to convince them to become allies."
So he says, "It has been many years since I've spoken with Fiamar. But, wonderful, I have just the battalion to send to his aid. Felvin, if you wouldn't mind going and asking Chatsworth to come inside, it's time for him to show off." Felvin kind of nods and exits the room. A few moments later, you hear loud footsteps. Boom, 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 and they're getting closer. Into the throne room walks one of those mechanized guards you saw as soon as you got into the city. Kind of like, is it Alien? The one where it's got, like, the...
Sigourney Weaver, where she does the flamethrower thing?
Well, isn't there, like, a mech suit where it's, like, you still see the person, but they're controlling the arms?
Yeah,
and,
like the flamethrowers.
Yeah, it's like that, basically. In walks a gnome male in an exoskeleton powered by steam. Cogs and gears are turning, and steam is flowing out of an exhaust port on his back. He stands about 6 feet tall in his suit. The king says, "This is a steam-powered mechanized armor system, or SMAS. We tried to get it to spell smash, but couldn't come up with an H word."
Housing.
"Oh, shit.
You're welcome."
"Yes.
That's an extra reward."
Like a smash for us.
"Like Smash Brothers." "I have a full contingent of soldiers in my army that I will send to Glim post-haste. They all use suits similar to this with different siege equipment." James looks like he has something to say.
What was the name of the robot?
"It's a steam-powered mechanized armor system." Steam-powered is one word.
"Housing battle-ready operating systems. Smash Bros."
"Smash Bros. These are the Smash Bros." "Please write that down." He says, "I am willing to do this because you guys did not need to help me. But you did it anyway, and that is the mark of true heroes. Please feel free to stay in the city as long as you'd like. Your ship has been cleaned, tidied up, and repaired. Nothing was taken, and everything is where it should be. Thank you again."
"They didn't fall into the snakes, did they?"
"Everything is still there. I did not get any reports of people being snaked."
"Devoured."
"Okay.
But yes, thank you. Feel free to stay in the city as long as you like. My home is your home." Yes, Illy,
oh,
yours
thank
too.
You.
Hashtag baby floof watch.
2020.
We appreciate your generosity, and I'm sure King Mora will be very pleased to hear of this allegiance.
He kind of nods, and he's like, it has been a very long time since we've spoken. We will reach out to him immediately. Thank you. I can't recall if you guys went to the store 2.5 fucking months ago. But there is...
We did.
Yeah, I don't think we did.
Yeah, pretty sure we were, like, randomly, like, immediately escorted to the weird people, and then we went straight over to the cave.
So there's a big building with, like, a bunch of cogs and wheels on it, kind of maybe a block or two away from the Silver Stronghold. It's got a big sign over it, and it says Tinkertown.
Underneath it, divine items are us?
No. Not even a little bit. But if you guys would like, I have 6 pages of things that they have in that store.
Sure, let's go look at every single item within the store.
Yeah,
and every
broke.
Variant of each item.
You're broke?
A little bit.
Well, I got a lot of money, so let's go.
Alright, so the weapons, armor, and other items seen in this store seem to be of many origins. The one thing they have in common is that they've all been altered by experimental magic or technology to make them something you've never seen before. A rock gnome behind a desk looks up at you and he goes, "Hello! I am Benedict Cumberbatch!"
What?
"The proprietor of Tinkertown! How may I help you?"
I think I saw you in Doctor Strange.
Do you have
a bag
of holding?
I'd just like to point out that that is the most gnomish name in the real world.
You mean he's really a gnome in a mech suit that looks like a human?
I'm going to throw this out there. The alternate name I had for him is Magnus Winklesprocket, but I don't like it as much as Benedict Cumberbatch.
I just love that one meme where it was all like Benadryl cucumber squash or something.
Yeah,
like, you all
actually,
know who I'm talking about.
There's a website where it's a random generator and you click it and it just gives you a random version of his name.
Yeah.
Which I should have used. Shit.
Well,
Bandersnatch Bandicoot.
Yeah.
Mr. Benedict Cumberbatch, do you have any penguins?
Any what?
Penguins.
Penguins? No, they're penglings.
Penglings, penglings.
Penglings. You asked for a bag of holding.
Yes.
He's like, it's not the most spectacular thing here, but I think I have
one. I'm not
one.
Looking for spectacular yet. I just want, like, the basics.
Yes. So, bag of holding. Ooh, that's 3.5. That's not the price we want. 5e. Price. Good thing to have a computer in front of you when this is happening. A bag of holding he has is worth 500 gold.
Okay, I'll take it.
That is the top range for uncommon items.
Hooray, now I can actually fit all of my stuff in it.
He gives you all the warnings that you usually get with a bag of holding. Don't put another extra dimensional space inside the bag of holding. Don't put a portable hole inside the bag of holding. Don't put another... If it is bigger on the inside, do not put it inside the bag.
Got it.
Also,
so
he gives you...
So what if it can make something bigger on the inside?
Example.
What if I put a TARDIS inside of it? Because that's a bigger thing inside of a smaller thing.
That's an extra dimensional space. Don't do that.
I think the bigger question is, what if we walk into a TARDIS while we have a bag of holding?
That is a good question.
The TARDIS is probably doesn't govern the same rules as a bag of holding.
It'll just spit you out.
What was your question? As long as it is not an actual extra dimensional space, you'll be fine.
Okay.
He has a couple of things. He can actually modify your weapons, unless it's a divine weapon. He can modify your weapons. There are all these little modules, like, on a desk. There's one that looks like it would give your weapon additional lightning damage. There's a repeating light crossbow.
I don't know if I want to give you guys that.
I have a flute of the bards.
If it's for sale, you don't have a choice.
True story. So you
especially
have to
with the amount
it.
Of money that we got.
The Spesnet rapier launching rapier.
Sounds amazing.
That sounds beautiful.
This painstakingly balanced rapier comes equipped with an explosive charge in the hilt. Pulling the trigger installed in the handguard activates it, firing the blade and hilt of the rapier at sonic speeds. Make a melee attack with a range of 30 to 60 feet. If it hits, the attack automatically counts as a crit, but its projectile cannot be recovered and the weapon is destroyed. Also available in lance form.
Mouse would love that.
There is something called a Vibrobox module. This standalone module, comprised of a tiny box and switch, can affix to any blunt melee weapon's working end. With a free action, you can cause intense vibrations to surround your weapon, dealing an additional 3 bludgeoning damage on each strike. So it basically causes your weapon to become a +3 weapon at any, whenever you want.
Hmm. What you got for flutes?
Flutes?
Got a flute right here for you. I'm all Greg.
Explosive tipped overcompensators. This is not for flutes. I have nothing
okay,
for flutes.
Like, what?
So he goes, hey you, is your tip not explosive enough? Do you shoot things and wish they would blow up instead of bleeding a bit and then staying all together boringly?
No,
well, look no further. We've got explosive tips for your arrows, your bolts, your javelins. Explosive tips that still do all the normal damage of your projectile, but then explode, and everything within 5 feet of it will explode.
Would that work for a force bow?
No.
So you said that you can put those on javelins?
Yes. However, they are a bit unwieldy, and you get a -2 to modify to your attacks. However, it does the normal damage plus 4d4 fire damage to everything within 5 feet of the target.
Let's see what else you got.
He pulls out a blade that looks like it's a crescent shaped, like half of a giant gear, basically. A lever protrudes from one end, serving as a handle. It basically functions as a short sword, though you can choose piercing or slashing damage, and it is magical, and it is a +2 weapon. It's a +2 magical short sword, where you can decide piercing or slashing damage.
That's very ingenuitive.
Did we have we used the boat to move around.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
What?
I said damn.
Why, what are you thinking?
Well, I've got this great axe.
Mm-hmm.
That I was going to see if he could modify for me.
So we got a flyer
for me.
What are you looking for?
I don't know what you got for great axes.
Well, I mean, all
for
of
that
the
sort of thing.
Most of the modules he has can be attached to any weapon.
Exploding tip.
Well, he can add like there's a fire version for melee weapons.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there's ice, fire, lightning. There's not a poison one.
Does our boat have cannons?
Yes, your boat does have cannons.
Does he have any cannon stuff?
He does not have any cannon stuff.
No.
Oh. Make it a fiery weapon.
Yeah, make axes great again.
So it would be... It would be... 4,000 gold.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, like real prices. Like I thought it out for once.
Mm.
Holy shit.
Here you go.
He's like, oh, I forgot I was rich. So yeah, he basically, it only takes him about 5 minutes to attach the fire thing. So it makes the great axe a, it's basically a fire version of the lightning attachment. So you do your normal great axe damage, so 2d6. Plus...
No, it's a d12.
Sorry, thinking of greatsword.
Yeah.
It's been months. So, 1d12 plus, he's like, how? I can do this two ways. And mechanically speaking,
It's either a solid plus 3 fire damage, or you can have 1d6 light, fire damage. But you have to pick now, and you can't change it.
Did a 1d6.
Okay. So 1d12 normal damage plus 1d6 fire damage. I don't know what that is outside. Either someone is blowing something up, or there's a bulldozer knocking down all the trees in the forest, or it's thundering.
Okay.
I did get a special weather announcement on my phone. You know, since our fucking neighborhood flooded a week and a half ago, I should probably look at it.
Flash floods. Coming in 30 seconds.
A strong thunderstorm will affect your parish.
Okay.
In 19 minutes. But then it'll only last... But then it'll only last, like, 15 minutes.
Huh.
So, whatever.
What could happen in 15 minutes?
So yeah, so it's 1d12 plus 1d6 fire damage.
Okay.
There's a repeating light crossbow that has a 10-bolt magazine. It also counts as magical, so it does 1d8 plus your dex plus 2.
You got any scrolls?
I don't really deal with magic scrolls. No, I kind of make things.
Okay.
What about, like, armor, shoes, gloves?
I'm more of a weaponsmith.
Can't put, like, fire cannons on my shoulders?
No. No shoulder cannons. Not gonna turn you into Iron Man.
Or Blastoise.
So...
Blastoise.
You don't happen to have any, like, circlet crowns, heads, headbands, helmets, phylacteries, amulets, badges, brooches, collars, medals, medallions, necklaces.
I'm so glad I gave you that armor sheet.
How about some scarabs, scarves, torques?
Nope. None of that.
Armbands, bracelets, bracers?
Well,
vestments?
No. He goes looking in the back. Hold on. He goes looking in the back. He's like, I do have one thing.
Oh.
Sandals of permanent tripping.
No, it just always gives you a paper cut between your big toe and your index toe.
So,
why
do
they give you a paper cut, though?
Like
he,
just
you,
to
like,
be annoying.
The little thing that your toes go goes between your toes.
The thong.
He's sharpened it.
So
he runs at the most inconvenient time.
He runs to the back and he comes out with a ring.
Ooh.
He's like, this is really the only not weapon.
Oh my god, you're getting married.
That I have.
I do.
So if anyone wants it,
what does it do?
It gets
I don't
you
know,
married.
But whenever I put it on, I feel like less stressed. Like it feels like a giant weight has been lifted.
The ring
off
of THC.
My chest.
The ring of
the
dabbing.
Of the weed lords.
I just cast identify on it right then and there.
This ring gives you a plus 2 con.
Wow.
Wow, I take it.
Okay.
What's your con score?
That is 4,000 gold.
Cool, I have just enough. It was 16.
Now you're poor.
Haha, poor.
It's okay, we have 62,000 party gold.
Yeah, he's keeping track of everyone, like, of the non-distributed gold.
I haven't stolen from it yet.
So do you put the ring on immediately?
No, because I have 3 attuned items. Or is it an attuned item?
Doesn't say it is.
Nope.
Cool. Alright,
You know your god stuff doesn't count as attuned items, right?
Yeah, no.
Okay.
I could unattune from some of them. Like, I don't really need the dancing sword or the cloak of invisibility.
You can say you did that during your sleep if you'd like to unattune to certain items.
Yeah. Hmm.
So,
I mean, I identified it and all it says is it gives me plus 2 con.
Yep.
Okay, then I put it on you.
Okay. We'll deal with that later. Moving on.
I thought it tells you everything when you identify something. Mm-mm. What? Mm-mm. Huh.
Certain curses aren't identified.
Identify. Well, wait, what? Hentai?
I said through
what?
Identify.
Oh.
Michael!
Is it that kind of hentai?
Michael,
like,
it's not that kind of anime!
Oh, We know where your mind is.
So, Michael, after a few minutes, while wearing the ring, you find yourself unable and unwilling to take it off. It cannot be removed except by a wish spell.
What if we cut off his finger?
It stays on the stub.
Well, yeah, but then it's not on.
I would need to, like, cut, like, around the finger.
Okay, we'll cut off your whole hand.
No. Ah.
She's got an extra one.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, but it's mine.
I'm not done. Additionally, you find yourself driven to find the other pieces of this armor set.
Oh, sweet. I like it already.
Finally completing the set... Oh, I'm not going to tell you what happens.
Kills me.
A Power Ranger.
But what's the name of the ring?
The Ring of the Tyrant.
Oh, great. That couldn't go wrong.
However, if you complete the set, all the curses dissipate. I will tell you that.
It's okay. He's probably going to die before he finds another piece.
And then I'll put it on.
Do I know when other pieces are nearby?
The
ring brings
your
the
hand
world.
Catch on fire.
Hold
are
on.
You, do you want
it's fine,
to
just find everything.
Here.
Hold
what
on.
Does, what's its magical signature
Wait.
In my detect magic field?
Enchantment.
What
did
yeah,
you
wait,
say?
This guy just mentioned he took it, put it on and off. What the hell?
That's true.
He lied.
James was paying attention.
No one called him on. No one rolled insight.
Let's see. I roll insight.
I roll
it's
to
It's already
attack.
Done!
I roll
care.
To attack!
Alright, I rolled a 27. Was he lying?
Yes.
Why did you even roll?
I could have rolled in that 20. Benedict Cumberbatch is a level 20 rogue. Artificer, multiclass.
God damn it, Benedict, I trusted you.
And I trusted your gold.
I feel like I should get some gold back because you lied to me and it's cursed.
I don't think that's
you know what? I will give you one thing for free.
Okay, cool.
One gold back.
Here's another cursed item. I'm joking. But it's a different set. Now you have to find both of them, and you can't wear them both.
Okay, what is this?
No, he will give you something for free. He will give you 10 explosive crossbow bolts.
I don't even have a crossbow.
It's worth 4,000 gold, dude.
Okay, can I sell it back to you?
No, I don't need them.
I was so hoping that was going to be 10 exploding kittens.
10 exploding kitten seeds. We'll do that. 10 exploding kitten seeds.
Okay.
This is from a past game.
I know
where
what you
do. They used the thing that combines things at the botanist, and they put a cat in one side and an exploding seed in the other side. So when you plant it, it sprouts. In one round, it sprouts a kitten that runs 15 feet in forward and then explodes. And everyone around it has to make a dex save.
It finds a thing, and then it explodes at it. It's not like it just randomly goes in, like, a direction.
I've altered the deal.
Damn
it! I haven't altered any further.
That was me, sorry.
Yeah, I remember what that is.
It's from a really long time ago.
I will find it. Anyway, so, really, he's got a lot of weapon modifications that can add, fire, ice, lightning... to your weapons.
Cat yelling.
Yeah. She's gonna be an exploding kitten soon. But yeah.
That sounded so sad.
It's the morning still. It's still the morning. What do you guys want to do? Like, where are you going next? We discussed this beforehand, but what are you thinking of doing?
I want to go to a library.
You want to go to a library?
And study.
And study.
It's a weird subject.
On.
Scythes.
Scythe wielding.
A wizard by the name of Dromage is.
Am I supposed to know what this is?
No.
Is it from the player's handbook?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't read that.
Is it in regards to being a muscle wizard?
Let me see.
And a six.
Oh, no! Whatever that was.
Yeah, guys, I suddenly want to, like, look around for, like, other random magical items that turn me into a tyrant.
James, are you a six level?
Yeah.
Okay. There is a scroll shop where I would basically just... You could buy a scroll of this and then transfer it into your spell book.
Yeah, that's what I'm
gonna do. Okay. So, yeah, you go into the scroll shop. No, go ahead.
No. I thought that we were all...
Oh, there's another cat outside.
Yeah, we have a menagerie of cats.
And raccoons and possums.
And raccoons and possums. And... So, Oh, also, I should have mentioned in the beginning, if this sounds weird, we are distancing ourselves, so we have two giant tables set up and three microphones that work okay, and we're in my kitchen, so it's a little echoey, but this is how we're doing it for now.
The test sounded fine.
I know. I just worry. So
nice to let the audience know.
Yeah,
the things have changed.
So
pray we don't change it further.
We'll do this. James wants to go search out that spell. Grayson, what do you want to do?
Is there a temple for like the one and the five?
Yes. Yes.
I want to go to a temple.
Okay.
I will go with her to the temple.
Okay.
I want to find more magic items randomly.
Well, you have to break every box in the city, on the streets.
And then when
they're in the city?
No.
And when you do, you'll hear a...
Yeah.
Oh.
But every time you break them, you have to go...
Hey!
Megan, two people go into a temple. He's going to a scroll shop. What do you want
to
do?
I'll go to the temple.
Temple. Michael, you're just going to kind of...
I'm looking up to see if I can learn locate.
Okay, well, while you do that...
You can go to the scroll shop with him and see if they have a scroll for it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I'm going to the scroll shop.
So we'll deal with the scroll shop first. You guys walk in, and it is a gnome who looks exactly like Benedict Cumberbatch.
Benedict! How are you?
I can't stop laughing. He looks at you, and he's like, "Oh, you must have met my brother."
That asshole.
"I'm Wellington Vegemite. I found the generator."
Why don't y'all have the same last name?
Gnome shit.
Okay.
Step brother.
You're not here. Step brother, yeah. His name is Wellington Vegemite, and he does scrolls. What you looking for?
I'm looking...
As you braid your hair at the table.
A summoning spell made by a wizard known as Drawmage.
We had a bit of an audio situation where, for some reason, GarageBand stopped recording. So we're going to run through really quick and tell you guys what you missed along the way. James bought a scroll. What was it called? What is the place? What is the scroll?
Drawmage's Instant Summons.
Drawmage's Instant Summons. That was 2,000 gold. And did you buy another scroll?
I bought 5 sapphires and 1,000 gold.
5 1,000 gold sapphires. Then Michael was looking for a scroll that would help him locate something anywhere on this plane, but the best he could find is locate object, which is only 1,000 feet radius. So he did not purchase anything. Then we flashed over to Salar, Morana, and Myrna and Nisha at the temple. Myrna went to pray at the statue of Vrushk.
For guidance.
Morana went to sit in the empty alcove that would have been dedicated to Kazaban, but she's just kind of chilling.
I'm the new god.
It is I, the new god.
Look, it's me. I'm the god now.
They met a priestess named Booby Trap Pumpkin Patch and two others whose names I've already forgotten. And
Johnny Cash something.
And you can't even
and
go
I can't
back
even go back like I said I was. I can't even go back and listen to it now. But there were two other priests, priestesses and priests.
One of them was Canker Sore and one of them was
Johnny Cash, Canker Sore.
No, Canker Sore was the one before Johnny Cash.
Oh, well, we've lost it. It's gone forever. It's out in the ether.
Roll two new ones. I mean, come on, let's just make it canon.
I'm worried that if when I switch out a fucking GarageBand, it stops working. Let me double, let me just check
it. What is this website?
Oh, wait, I'll just pull it up on my fucking phone.
Yeah.
So the two priestesses with you are Betty Boop Coochie Rash. Oh, God. Cumberbatch. Name generator. Hold on. I'm pulling it up on my phone. Name. Oh, not name. Not MAME. Name generator.
Betty Boop Coochie Rash.
Betty Boop Coochie Rash. And the illustrious. Hold on, I'm sorry.
It's worldwide.
It sends me to a Tumblr page. And it doesn't work in the Tumblr app. Oh, this is just
horrible.
I don't
trust anything on Tumblr that's named Coochie Rash.
So I'll just do it here. Buffalo
Coochie Rash.
Buffalo Call Dispatch. So yes, we're still recording. I'll just switch in and out of it really quick when I need it.
Nice.
I'm gonna go ahead and do the next one. Ooh, that's a fun one. So, they were... Salar had asked if they had any kind of ritual or anything they could do that would connect her with Alaron. So, she was put in this basin, and they had her grasp her sword. That was a gift from the god. And they began to pour water gently over her body. After about 5 minutes, she blacked out. And we'll just go ahead and start from here. Salar, you find yourself standing in basically a white void on top of a very deep, crystal clear lake. The water is calm. There is nothing else around. You can see all the way to the bottom. And you walk around, looking around for a few minutes, and afterwards you kind of just like, hello? And that is when the water began to take form, and you see the form you know as Alaram. She says, how may I help you, my child? I am still a customer service representative.
Apologies for disturbing you, but I have been trying to pray or whatever it is that people do to try to contact you. I've never really been a religious person. And this was the only way so far that's worked. Strange water ritual.
Well, I am the goddess of the moon and the goddess of the sea. Water.
It makes sense, yes.
The tide, several other things.
Yes.
It's a very long list.
Fertility.
Yes.
Probably that, yeah. Well, no, that would be Vrush.
So,
what do you need?
Honestly, guidance.
What troubles you? What specifically do you need guidance on? I could guide you many different places.
Just, like, hold out my sword.
You want more things?
Well, that would be great, especially considering that there is a war that we are on the brink of, and any bit of additional power is useful.
So,
but, when I first received this wonderful gift, I tainted it.
We know.
Yes, of course you know. And that is one of the biggest things that has been troubling me. This sort of, on which side do I really lie on?
Well, the way we see it, and by we I don't mean like the royal we, it's more like we the gods, not just me we. The way we see it is you are I see you, James. James is playing guitar on his like sweatpants.
Drawstring.
The way we see it in the Godswood is that you are using the power given to you by Korbor to aid us. Are we mistaken?
I'm afraid that if I say, then I may lose certain power.
Our meeting place is quite secure. Continue.
I
didn't just roll a
nothing.
Die for no reason.
I say nothing, but I nod.
Okay. Well, as long as we have that understanding, you are set. You are fine. You are safe. Now, if you're using what we've given you to aid him, that is a different story, and we'll deal with that when we get there. If we get there. But right now, using the powers granted to you by the Demon Lord of Pride to aid us is both unexpected and welcome. The sword is not tainted. Only in your mind. Now, as far as other gifts are concerned, she holds her hand above the water and raises it up in like a map of Kars, kind of forms in the air out of water. You need to look here. Megan, you need to look there. Thank you. Hashtag Floof gonna burn her face off if she doesn't get away. That is the loudest you will ever hear Megan. I guess we can turn that thing off. Sorry, we made tacos, and there's a warmer. So you turn the knob all the way to the left until you can't turn it anymore. You need to look here, she says, and she points to a place. Do you have your map?
It's in here. It's just a matter of right there. Found it.
She points there.
Okay.
For those of you who may have an electronic copy of the map at home, she pointed to Fogtown on the map. It is a city below Witchbluff, in kind of the sandy, rocky area around the Wildmoor Woods. What you seek will be there. Stop worrying. As long as you are truly going to aid us, then we will continue to aid you.
Thank you.
And as soon as you say thank you, she kind of nods and her like watery form kind of goes back into the lake, and you fall through the lake. And you kind of like, as soon as you get to the floor, it moves out of the way and you can actually see your body in the basin, and you kind of like back into your body.
For a second I was like, oh great, here I go into hell.
Yeah. Well, you did level up in Warlock.
Yeah.
Something to think about. So then we're going to flash over to Myrna.
I'm praying for guidance to find stuff.
Okay.
From Vrshk.
So, are you standing in front of the statue, kneeling, kind of just on?
Probably kneeling in front
You're
of
You're still
it.
Small, though. What if you get stepped on?
Well, I'm kind of like on the actual like base of the statue, I guess, so that if somebody came up, they probably wouldn't step where I'm kneeling.
Okay.
the loudest thing on this bar was Megan closing that container. I was like, what was that?
And again.
And again. No, it's fine. So, oh, was the whole me talking about our recording situation during the time when we weren't actually recording?
Huh?
Who knows?
Remember when I said, hey guys, we're recording in my kitchen to try and social distance ourselves?
No,
well,
I think that was before.
I can't remember.
I think it was before.
Anyway, now they know if they know. And if they don't know, now they know. So, you are kneeling on the base of the statue to Vrush. So after a few minutes, you're looking for guidance to your next item.
Yes.
Okay. So after a few minutes, you're praying, you know, you've got your eyes closed, and when you open them, you are in a forest. You're kind of wandering around this heavily wooded area. And after a while, you see this tree. And you can almost make out a face in its trunk. And then it's definitely a face when its eyes open and it looks at you. And last time you met Vrushk, they were small and kind of like your size. Now they're giant tree. And they're looking at you and they smile big. And they're like, hello.
Hi.
Good to see you again.
It's Mother Willow.
What do you need?
I was just wondering if I could get some guidance for more god gear, because it could be useful in the stuff that we've got going on.
Well, the tree looks at you quizzically for a bit, and I can't really create any new stuff. Severius won't let me, because I kind of made some stuff, and then it was fun for me, but didn't go over so well with the big guy, so I'm not allowed to make anything new. But there's lots of old stuff.
Old stuff's cool.
So, let's see. And then, like, the face on the tree, like, is completely gone, and an acorn falls, and then kind of forms into the Vrushk, you know, as, like, the tiny little pixie-sized Vrushk. And I was like, come this way. And you go into, like, a clearing in the middle of the woods, and he takes a stick, and he crudely draws the map of the continent. Sorry, I thought there was a cat eating one of my cords and I was about to have a heart attack. The map of the continent is drawn into the dirt in this clearing in front of you, and he points to a place on the map that I'm opening on my phone right now. Boom.
Okay.
Same place that Alaram pointed. It appears that both of you have a similar destination.
Cool.
That's weird.
He says, for some reason, it hasn't moved in like 100 years.
Okay.
But I can't go get it. I'm not allowed to anymore. And he, like, does quotation fingers. He's like, not allowed to go back there. So, yeah, it's there.
Is it in, like, a kind of obvious place?
I don't know.
Okay.
Just kind of there. Do you have any other questions?
Have you been since last time I saw you? I don't know how to talk to a god politely.
Things are good. Thanks for... No one ever asks how I am. And he looks and he sees that you have the headband. You didn't have the headband last time. Oh, you found that one! That one's fun.
Yeah.
That one makes you a tree.
Some merchant guy had it.
Yeah, lots of people try and sell them, but sometimes they fly off and sometimes they don't. It's like the guy who created this world forgot about that for a while and then remembered it again. He's like, yeah, that one turns you into a tree. That's fun. The one you're going to get, that one's cool. He kind of looks up and to the left for a bit as I read this thing. Ah! Oh, that one allows you to kind of teleport.
Cool!
Through the earth.
Earth?
Yeah, E-A-R-F.
Wow.
This guy is Deadpool. He's breaking all the fourth walls. But yeah, so that's the next one. And then there's like a few others. But you can't wear them all because that would look weird. If you had like three sets of gloves and two sets of boots and five hats. So, you know.
Are there gloves and boots?
There are. Yes, there are lots of things.
Are there boots and pants?
Can you only tell me where
boots and
one...
Pants, boots and pants, boots and
is
pants.
Is it the, like, one time? Or could you give me, like, a list of places to check out?
Well, the majority of my things are already in a vault.
Oh.
Or multiple vaults.
Okay.
King Laura doesn't like to share.
But if I got this next thing, I could get into the vaults because I'd be able to travel through Earth?
It's more of a short-range teleport.
But I could get into a vault if I was near a vault?
If the vault was also, like, dirt.
Maybe I'm not there.
But, there's lots of stuff out there. Just do what you're doing now, and we can talk later.
Okay.
Cool. See ya.
Bye.
And then, like, the forest kind of, like, Inception style starts to fold in on itself, and then you open your eyes again, and you're back on the statue.
Okay. Well, I guess I jump on Nisha and go try and find those two.
Well, Megan's still in the same place. Were you, like, trying to reach anyone, or were you just hanging out?
I guess I was praying. I don't know.
You don't know? Well, I don't know what to tell you then, Megan. You have the conviction of a cockroach. No. Are you trying to reach Chaos God or other God? Radiance God?
Radiance God, I guess.
Okay. So you're sitting there in Kazaban's open space. And.
Gave you more room.
Yeah, it just gives you more room for activities. Oh! Floof Watch! Actual Floof Watch! 2020. Full effect.
Oh,
on the table.
You're so fluffy.
OG Floof Watch. Brushing up against the microphone presently. So, that's like a weird ASMR thing. Like, pet her real close to the
concerned.
Microphone.
She's concerned. She don't know how to get down.
Oh.
I mean, there's a hole.
She doesn't see. So, Morana, after a few minutes of, you know, internal conflict, you close your eyes and you find yourself in this large open field. The sun is above you, shining brightly down, and then it gets brighter and brighter and brighter. Until,
Daystar, no.
Yeah, it's like leaving a dark room and going out into the sun at noon.
Like,
yeah.
After the movie theaters?
Yeah, it's like leaving the movie theater at noon. And after your eyes adjust, you see Severius standing there in front of you. Kind of like a wizened old guy with a long beard and long white hair. And he's just like a dude, like a person right in front of you. He's not like a tree, he's not like a waterfall, he's just a dude. He may have rode a sunbeam here, but he's there now. So he looks at you and he's like, "You seem conflicted."
Always.
Yes, it is your nature. It is why you are not allowed to make any decisions. No. Internally.
That's why you don't allow yourself to make any decisions. What can I help you with, Morana?
Can I get more stuff?
Oh, God. Well, he's like, he looks
for
at
a good
you.
Cause.
I understand that. He looks at you and he's like, well, my gifts are fewer than the other gods. Though, what Mora doesn't already have, and what you don't have already, and Manu has my sword, but obviously he has gone his own way. I believe there is...
Can it just fly to me, then?
No, I gifted it to him, and he still wields it. It's not like when you don't...
So I have to kill him. Got it.
Yes. No.
Just like Vivi's gonna kill the other cats.
There are one or two objects still out there not kept by others.
Anything fun?
Oh, everything I make is fun. There's a circlet.
Ooh.
In a cave on the Dancing Coast. So the eastern coast of Kars, there is a cave, and he's going to pull up the map on his phone and show you where it is. That's the old map. This is the new map. So the cave is right under the N in Ozengard.
Okay.
There is nothing really there. But if you know your history, you know that that is roughly the location of the cave that Mora found his armor in. He might have just not looked hard enough.
Maybe he just didn't want a circlet?
Yeah, I mean, he did have a helmet. So, but he kind of says the circlet. It's a different thing. It's not actually been used by humans. Kind of, it was there, and it's kind of been there, and no one's ever. It was left for Mora, and he didn't find it.
What does it do?
Well, I'm not gonna tell you that. That's not fun. But it's gold. It's pretty.
That's fair.
I feel like that's all you need.
That's fair. I'm sold.
Cool. Can I help you with anything else?
What was the other one?
What is the other thing?
Mm-hmm.
A belt.
Where is it at?
He pulls his phone back out. He looks at the map. Again.
I don't know why you didn't keep it out.
I don't know. Y'all shit. Ah. The belt is in the Grey Marsh. It's more like a tabard. Than just a normal belt. No, I'm not going to tell you what it does. Yes, I've said too much already. But do you need any guidance, like, spiritually, or you just want stuff?
Sure.
Well, as I said, the nature of your very being is conflict. You've gone from protector to fallen Asmar back to protector, you waver, and it affects your decisions greatly. Just remember that the first choice you make is most probably the right one. Don't second-guess yourself, and don't listen to anything Kazban has to say, because he's a poor influence.
Kill Manu and take his sword. Got it.
Did she say that? No, please. He's meant to help you whether he's with you now or not. What he is doing will help you in the long run. Trust me.
I mean, we have a muscle wizard now. I think we're fine.
Manu is performing his own tasks. What is happening is meant to happen. Let it happen. Now, if you want his sword when you're done, that's up to you. But at the moment, let him keep it. He and that tiny French boy are doing good work.
Oui, oui.
God, King Bijou.
He's like, now I must go. Close your eyes. And like, you know...
Did like he have a bottle just appear out of nowhere?
No, I have a bottle in my hand, because I'm about to drink it. But
close your eyes, Daddy's about to drink.
He says, now I must go, close your eyes. And you know, like, when you have your eyes closed and someone shines a flashlight or something real bright at them, it's like all white, and then you open your eyes and you're back in the alcove. I just saw the text James sent to the group.
It's very vague.
Just as Megan is planning to kill you, Eric. So, you guys kind of all did your thing. You come out of the a priestess shows you out. A priestess named Bourgeoisie Talamasen. Bourgeoisie Talisman shows you out, and
am I still wet?
No, you drive pretty quickly. It's a special power, your helmet. You get dry quick. I didn't feel like riding that mechanically.
Okay.
But now you know.
Cool.
Mm-mm. Actually, you don't. His hands are like hand dryers.
He's not there.
So when you guys meet up, he has to dry you.
Okay.
Or make you into toast.
So I'm just dripping wet right now.
Juicy.
So have we seen her again yet?
She walks out of the back as you guys are kind of waking up from your visions. And you guys kind of meet up in the center vestibule.
What happened to you? You're all wet.
They had to drown me in a bathtub for me to see my god.
Oh, I just had to be like, hey god. And they were like,
I tried that. I tried that so many times, just going, if anyone's out there, please, hello.
It's almost like something's interfering with your connection.
Maybe it's that demon thing you've got going on.
Have you tried turning yourself off and on again?
Reset your router.
I do not have...
Wiggle the power cord a little bit.
I do not have router. So, by now, it's roughly noon. Do you guys kind of compare notes as to where your thing is, where her things are?
I'll just be like, I have to go to Fogtown. Or somewhere near
Wonderful.
There.
So do I.
Cool.
So, when they're talking, you guys walk up, Karox and
Wait,
Fergie.
We're going to a library.
Oh, shit. You guys, we're going to a library, so we'll flash over there really quick.
To research about your tyrant?
Yeah.
Okay. So, you walk in, and there's a librarian.
I'm gonna do, like,
I can't wait to hear
their
name.
Or something.
So, you guys walk in, and there's a librarian, and they're like, hello, how may I help you?
What's your name?
My name is Bento Box Cover Girl.
Weird name.
Have you met us? Anyway, what do you need?
I have a cursed item. And, I mean, I have a normal item. And, I would like to find more about this tyrant that might have cursed a bunch, I mean, magically influenced a bunch of items and made it into a set.
Are we free to roam around the library?
Yes, but if you would like, I could help you research your thing.
Are we doing a library roll? Is this freaking Cthulhu?
Yes, roll library.
I'm just going to do my own research.
Okay, what are you trying to research? The same thing?
Yeah,
okay.
Just like tyrants throughout history.
So roll, be it basically roll an intelligence check. Michael, you get advantage because you have a librarian.
Just intelligence check.
Yeah, use your intelligence modifier. So like plus 7 or some shit might for you.
For so like
it's not a saving throw, just the number under your 26 or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
So okay.
I got a 17.
You got a 17.
23.
22. Damn. What is your modifier? Plus 7?
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
absolutely one.
You, Michael, you and Bento Box Cover Girl are looking around. He's looking at your ring. He's looking and he's like, it looks so familiar, but I can't seem to locate the book. It was right here. Flash over to James, who has that book.
Oh.
And James, you're flipping through the book, and basically, thousands of years ago, right around the time the races were all given mortality, so when the gods created their different races, only humans were mortal, everyone else lived forever.
Mm-hmm.
And so that started this whole mortality conflict that we're not going to go into right now, but after that, it was decided that the gods would make their creations mortal, but certain gods did better than others. That's why elves live so long and dwarves live so long and whatever. So right around there, there was a human who ran this giant human kingdom. His name was Cyrus, and he possessed great power. He was actually the first person in history to be called God King, which is the same title that King Mora has. Yes.
Are you writing this down?
No.
Well, we're recording it. I'm checking this time.
Okay.
And I have it written down.
Okay.
Plus, I'll remember this a little bit. I won't remember his name.
Cyrus. Kind of like, he's the leader of an empire. I kind of just related to Caesar.
Salad?
Yeah.
Cool.
So he was the first person to actually have the title of God King. Mm-hmm. Countless races and factions decided to team up and overthrow him because he was kind of super bloodthirsty.
Ah.
Like a tyrant.
He's yeah, like a tyrant. What?
He's an anti-Bijou.
Yes, he's the anti-Bijou. But every army that came was defeated before they could even reach him.
Damn.
He was still mortal, though, and grew very old, and the constant war made him paranoid. He foresaw the existence of this people, this different group of people, prophesied to secede him. Fearing the loss of his power and return to mortality and death, he searched frantically for these people, claiming the gods deceived him and that they would destroy him and his kingdom. Basically, long story short, he worried himself to death at his old age. But his...
I'm gonna die.
Same.
Anxiety.
Same. All day.
I'll live forever.
That's why, as you can see, the beard is growing in white. He died, but his, like, vengeful spirit kind of inhabited these items, and they were then hidden by his son, who didn't want anyone to possess them, but could not destroy them.
Is there anything in this book that says who his son is?
Yeah, his son's name was Alexander.
The Great?
No.
The Mediocre.
Yeah.
Alexander the All Right. It's got to be alliterative.
Alexander the Letdown.
Could
destroy the gear, so...
The disappointment of his father.
Does it say what the items are?
Yes.
Ooh, cool. That I will write down.
There are boots. Like, do you want their actual names?
Might as well.
Okay. Boots are Stride of the Tyrant. The helmet is the Eyes of the Tyrant.
I'm sensing a theme.
Yeah. Everything's gonna be of the Tyrant.
The toaster gloves of the Tyrant.
Okay, so that's two.
Wait. I'm sorry, for some reason there are two.
I must not wait, I'm a tyrant!
What is
I'm sorry, for some. There's like an underclothing that goes under the thing.
The girdle of the tyrant.
Called the Tracks of the Tyrant.
The sexy corset of the tyrant.
The Heart of the Tyrant is a suit of half-plate armor. The Dukes of the Tyrant.
Oh, sure.
The Dukes of the Tyrant are his dukes, dem fists, doe, gauntlets.
Okay.
And then you have the ring. It's said that if you have all 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 pieces of the armor... finally, completing the set fills you with power and a spirit of a long-deceased warlord who ruled who ruled entire realms. The curses from the other pieces of the tyrant's armor no longer affect you as long as you are wearing the entire set. However, if you lose a single piece of armor, all of your ability scores reduce to 10 until you reclaim the missing piece. Additionally, you gain the following flaw. My armor is more valuable than my life. I must protect it at all costs.
And I apologize. In between the tracks and the dukes, there was an item I'm assuming.
Heart of the Tyrant is a set of half plate.
Now I have a question.
Yeah.
Mechanically speaking, if we found, like, some boots, and I were to put them on, and they just so happen to be boots of the Tyrant...
You have to fight to the
death. Oh, you know what would be fun? That there are normally 6 players, and each of you have one, and then together you summon Captain Planet.
Yeah.
Or we become
Captain
the, like...
Captain Tyrant.
He's our hero.
We morph into a giant Power Ranger.
Oh, yeah. You all do, like, a giant fusion dance
yeah.
and become Voltron.
But my question is...
Yes, Grayson, you can be the purple one.
Would, He would... He would... If I wore them and got cursed by the boots, he wouldn't be able to complete the set, and I wouldn't be able to complete the set.
You fight to the death, there can be only one.
No, it's only the ring that says you find yourself driven to find the other pieces.
But all the pieces are cursed.
Yes, but they have different curses.
So he'd want to kill you.
So, theoretically, if you found the boots...
And I put the boots on and got cursed by the boots. You wouldn't be able to break your curse.
I mean, eventually someone would either cut someone's hand off or feet. But that's neither here nor there. So you've discovered this situation, though. You don't have any place that you know where... You don't know where they are. You just know that they were hidden throughout Kars.
Yeah, the only sad thing about it is I'm assuming this is either I do my god items or this thing.
Who knows?
I don't mean that ring gave you a constitution modifier. That's pretty sweet.
You cannot sacrifice the toaster hands.
I mean,
you need carbohydrates.
Your god items do what? You can do like a little lava sphere thing on the ground.
I could toast some things. I could see...
I should point out that the ring is over your god hand stuff. Like, you've got these obsidian hands and the silver ring.
Huh.
But okay. You're compelled to find the rest of them because of the ring.
Well, I'm just going to have, like, armor over armor. And I'm double god.
So,
God tyrant.
You guys kind of all meet up and you discuss the different places your gods told you to go and stuff like that. James?
What part of Kars did the book say? What part of Kars that he ruled over?
It would be somewhere up in the northeast. So,
like where the Arcanium was.
That's where, yeah, so, sort of in Niflheim area where the Arcanium was. But like thousands and thousands of years ago. Which is actually kind of close to where the cave is that has her circlet for Morana. So, and if you look at the map, you kind of have to pass over Fogtown to go that way if you're flying from where you are.
Can we, like, fast RP, like, us looking at the thing as well?
What thing?
Like, going to the temple and seeing if the gods will talk to us?
You can try, yeah.
Like, just, like, quickly? Or at least me, I guess.
James doesn't need to. He's got all his pieces except for the other pieces that he can't wield.
Alright.
Well, I can't unwield them.
I don't know. Who knows?
If someone's got them, they'll
it's
die.
Magic. There's another guy out there collecting the same set, and y'all are going to have to fight to the death.
Cool.
Very fitting of the death god.
Yeah.
Bet you he's not a fucking muscle wizard.
No. So, Michael, you go up to the statue of Grund, and after a few minutes, you're able to actually calm your mind down enough to focus. Huh. I just assume Fergie is kind of like all over the place.
Probably.
You close your eyes and you open them again, and it looks like you're inside a volcano.
Oh, shit. I only have resistance. I'm
you
not fully
died.
Immune.
No, you're fine. You are actually walking on top of the lava inside the volcano.
Oh, nice.
Your shoes are melting.
Your shoes work. That's
no,
what
yeah,
they do.
Yeah, the shoes do that. It's just if any lava splashes up, I'm dead.
If it gets above calf height, then you start to burn. But you only take half damage. So after a few moments of looking around, you see this like bubbling bit of lava, and out of it comes this like magma person. You just assume it's Grund.
Sup, Grund.
Your friends have been calling my brothers and sisters a lot recently, so I knew I was next.
Oh, okay.
What do you need?
So we're about to fight.
Also, hold on a minute. Who are you?
Hi, I'm Ben. No, wait, I'm not Fenrir.
No, you're not.
I am Fergie.
I'd like to point out that all of your fucking characters are started with an F, Michael.
Yeah, wait till my next character.
His name's just...
It's gonna be PH.
It's gonna be...
Sir Funkerson.
It's Stephen with a PH, so it's Stephen. Stephen.
Stefan.
No, the PH is in front.
Yeah, so my name is Fergus Fergie Simmons, and,
Fergalicious.
I am a bard.
People usually say their nickname when they're introducing themselves in the middle. Like
you don't know Fergie.
You don't know what I do, alright?
So, you're not the last person I saw.
No, supposedly
who had that stuff.
He got strapped to a tree and blew up.
Well, the way things have been going for his group, that sounds about right. So, what can you do? What are you?
I'm a bard, and I'm a shapeshifter.
So I've had a sorcerer. There was a tiefling girl for a bit. There was a monk. There was a samurai. And now I've got a bard.
Yeah, so obviously,
I have poor decision-making skills.
No, obviously your items aren't strong enough yet, so can you give me something that's really strong so that I don't die, please?
So, the lava starts to rise. Well, he's like... There are a few other things out there. I see you've got the mask and the boots and the gauntlets.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got a couple of my favorite things that are still out there. Twin scimitars, but they seem to be on this floating library thing.
Oh.
And then I've got a spear. So there is an obsidian spear out there. Let me see if I can actually give you direction, as I am the worst god.
Don't feel down. Just because your followers die a lot.
Well, the problem is most of them are still alive. They're just... They got bored. Nvidia is over in Winterwater, and Squall died for a minute, but he's back.
He got better.
He got better.
It's a flesh wound.
He points at a little dot between Winterwater and Northholt, which on your map is listed as the ruins of Snowscar. Some of your party has already been there.
Did we miss it when we went there last time?
Is
that where the giants were?
No, that was the ruins of Garvanduul.
Oh.
The ruins of Snowscar are in the, like, icy north, and it was a... There's actually a legend lore episode about the chick who became a very powerful, like, spell sword there and exploded her entire town. Anyway.
Oh.
I would look there for the spear.
Okay.
There are a few other items out there, but I didn't make that many. So, in saying that my items aren't powerful, they're also much rarer than my brothers and sisters' items. It is nice to meet you, Fergie.
It's nice to meet you, Grun.
Do better than the others.
I'll try.
And he dunks you into the fucking lava.
And well, that's how I die.
No, and you wake up and you're in the church.
With the smell of burning
flesh.
But
yeah, you actually smell like sulfur and like brimstone, and you're like, ooh, that's not a fun smell.
Yeah, probably shouldn't upset a god next time.
You feel slightly pained, but it's going away.
All right, so I'll meet up with the group and I'll tell them more.
Okay.
Snowscar.
You smell weird.
Thanks.
When was the last time you took a bath?
Never.
You should go pray to Alaram.
He doesn't need to take a bath. He's got prestidigitation.
Yeah.
Well, use it.
Nope. I make myself smell more like ash.
I blow my horn and summon a tidal wave to wash him.
I don't think you do that.
In the middle of town.
I'm gonna say you don't do that in the middle of the town. So you guys kind of have this weird, mostly linear path from Cog Peak to Fogtown, up a little bit to Snowscar, and then straight across to the Dancing Coast area with Niflheim and that cave.
Cool.
It is noonish, but your ship is ready. If you'd like to go now, it will take you a few days to get to Fogtown from here. So it's best if you don't waste too much time, seeing as how
the sky is purple
and swirling.
All right, if we're going to find this stuff, let's go, go, go.
Probably do that.
On the boat, let's go.
So you guys get onto the Glimmer of Hope. Which I have
while
the fucking
traveling,
schematic here.
I will spend the traveling time scribing that scroll into my spellbook.
Okay, but other stuff happens too, so let's get to that. So you spend, I don't know how long it takes to put a spell
in
your
fucking...
It's
gonna take 12 hours.
Oh, okay. You can do that in the first day. And Morana has her position at the helm. With Mirna. Nisha's there too. Controlling the nav system, aka the wolf's half torso and head. So you guys set your course. You know, it's going to take about 3 days.
You know what?
Yeah, I do.
We should, every time we kill an enemy, just add them to the ship as another part. We already got the wolf in here. Might as well start a collection.
But you guys actually
the engine.
Wonderful.
It's kind of different.
You guys, and what's weird is you since you've killed the wolf, you haven't encountered any other warforged.
Yeah. Well, because they don't want us to kill them all.
It's like, it's almost like they're sending them after the other team.
Michael's next character is going to be a warforged. We're
no.
immediately going to kill him and mount him as like the mast.
I've already told another person that they can't be a warforged.
Okay. That person's not.
So,
no.
What I'm going to do immediately whenever we get on the boat is I'm going straight to my room.
To check on your snakes?
And I, as soon as I walk in, I cast Animal Friendship.
Okay.
Snake Friendship.
Snake Friends. You notice 4 eggs. I don't know how many eggs fucking
4
snakes
new
lay
babies.
Simultaneously. But we Sorry. Rolled a d6.
More than that. Yeah.
Is it? Okay, I'll roll again.
Like, you can roll a d20.
Oh. Okay, well... 16 eggs. That
yeah,
is
between 6 and 30.
Okay, 16's a good number.
I put them into the into like a basket or something.
For omelets?
I bring them out, and you guys just see a very disturbing sight. Salar has a genuine smile.
Salar, but she, yeah, like James, like she doesn't know how smile.
Yeah, it's kind of like.
It's just like she's showing her teeth. This is smile, right?
You should probably keep them warm if you want them to live.
Now they're cold.
Just showing.
Yeah, but they have to stay warm until they hatch. That's not how cold blood works anyway.
Sure, yes.
Birdie, come with me.
I come with her.
Hold this.
I hold it.
Do you guys start to lift off and leave Codpeak
oh, yeah,
as this is happening?
Yep. Good idea. You're now
an egg. Why don't I just bring it next to the fire elemental?
No.
Yeah, I mean, there is a fire
because
elemental.
Because he's portable.
Yeah.
So you can just have him trail after her.
Fergie, hold this for our flight.
Just hold it for 3 days. Alright, do I have to make acrobatics checks to make sure I don't fall?
I mean, are you moving?
Of course I'm moving. I'm just going to stand in place for 3 days.
I mean, you only move when you fall
really
over
just
somewhere.
Walk and
no,
bring
you're
it,
fine.
Like, help me
what's
move
dex?
Things down into the fire elemental area.
18.
You're fine.
Yeah, basically just help me carry him down into the fire elemental area so they stay nice and toasty.
Okay.
And
so,
I'll go and, like, grab Savannah and Salvador.
Excuse me.
And put them down there. As
okay.
well, so they can be with their babies.
Alright, I'll help you find an optimal range so they're not too hot but not too cold.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we don't want them just being boiled
This has
eggs.
Turned into The Sims.
Except we're not trying to kill our Sims with pasta water.
What?
Nothing.
We'll have to talk about that after.
Yeah.
Because Megan needs to know about this. So, after roughly a day passes, you guys go basically smooth sailing, I'm doing quotations, in the air for about 24 hours. It is roughly noon the next day. Where is everyone? I know where Megan and Aaron are.
Mast.
You're up in like the crow's nest area.
Yeah, I think that's what like I was going to be the lookout.
You also activate one of the... You have that spell guard thing
yeah.
that you can activate. Where are Salar and Ferky? Are you guys below deck?
I done already took care of my snake children, so I can be up on the deck, like, just kind of chilling.
Odd or even?
Odd.
I'm above deck.
Okay, everyone's above deck. Everyone... I need your passive perceptions. Except for James, you roll perception with advantage.
15.
Megan?
14.
14. Aaron?
Okay, I think the point of thought, if I raise my wisdom modifier, does my passive go up?
Yes.
Okay, 18.
18.
13.
13.
19.
Okay, Aaron and James. It is about noon when suddenly the sun kind of, it's almost like a
like a cloud passing in front of the sun, but there is, like, everything's still purple. So it's just a little weird when all of a sudden, flying next to your ship, you see a gigantic black dragon. He looks at you, and, I'm sorry, she looks at you.
I thought we'd just try to gender first.
And you say, yes, you determine gender immediately. She looks at you and she says, I am Fanvaret, the Kiss of Death. Soon, you will meet your doom, and the Misrule Court will rule over this land once more. Then she opens her mouth, and a black cloud exits her mouth and engulfs the entire ship. Everyone roll a dex save.
Can't I activate? Or that's only for spells?
It's only for spells.
Hold on.
All right. So, children.
Uh-oh.
Megan, what'd you get? Dex save.
14.
14. Cellar.
I got a dexterity saving throw. It's a nat 20, but I also needed to double check something for my... If you are subjected to an effect that allows you to make a dexterity saving throw or take only half damage, you can use your react. Okay. I was trying to look and double check the shield master stuff.
Ah.
Yeah.
So, you succeed. James, dex save?
12.
12. You did not. Michael, dex save?
22.
You made the number that you needed. Aaron?
19.
Fail. So, if you failed, you take... Also, remember that you've slept, so you're at max health at this point in time. If you failed... You take 64 necrotic damage.
What was the number we needed?
22.
Did you add 5?
No.
Oh, go ahead and add 5.
So 19 plus 5, so I'm okay.
You're going to take half of that. So if you failed, you take 64. If you succeeded, you take 32.
Okay.
Necrotic damage. As your skin begins to bubble with boils and growths that painfully burst immediately...
Does this affect everyone on the ship, or is this only if you're, like, on the deck? Or
this affects everyone on the deck in you and Megan's area.
You're just trying to kill my dragon.
Okay,
no,
so
no.
You said it was 22?
Pretend I forgot.
Oh, fuck yeah. Okay. You said necrotic damage?
Uh-huh.
I take 32, bitch.
Resistance
you said...
Attack?
Yeah, so you take 32 as well.
Too bad
and
this
if this
life.
Reduced...
You said how much?
32 if you succeeded.
But I got a 20. It was a nat 20, but it's only a 20.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought... Yeah, so you take 64.
Okay.
Does this reduce max hit points?
We're going to say no.
Okay, it wouldn't have anyways.
We're going to say it doesn't.
Because I'm
so,
in Nord.
If you got a 20, if you got lower than a 22, you're taking 64 damage. If you succeeded, you're taking 32. Unless you have... resistance, and you also take 32. If you succeeded and you have resistance, you take half of 32. Ugh! Just 16. So, anyway. You guys are about to fight an ancient black dragon in the air, using your airship in your first airship combat next time.
Bye.
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 I'm starting this out with 34 hit points.
Congratulations! You've made it to the end of episode 81 of the Metal and Magic podcast. As we said in the beginning, we hope you're all out there surviving, doing well, staying strong, and staying safe. The world, in general, is a crazy place to be this year. Just anywhere on the Earth. Those astronauts that flew to the space station recently did the right thing and they got the fuck out of here. With that in mind, I just want to say that we love you all. And we hope that you are all doing well and thriving
in the world as we know it today. We are so happy that you tune in and listen every week when we post an episode. You may have noticed that this episode and last week's episode were both posted on a Saturday. That's because we have changed our recording days. We are no longer recording and releasing on Thursdays anymore. We are recording and releasing on Saturdays now. Sorry for that change. A couple of people got new job schedules, and it's just easier to do it all on Saturday now. So that's what we're doing. Also, next week, we will be recording during the week a Manu solo adventure. So keep that in mind, and hopefully you'll be hearing that soon. As Manu and Bijou travel into the unknown that is the Grey Marsh, seeking retribution. We hope you all enjoy that. Eric will be joining us to make that happen. So with that being said, please, as I've said 450 times in the intro and outro, stay safe, stay strong. Reach out if you need help. We love you all. Have a magical night and a magical life.